15th Shiur and Shabbos continued, Chav Tishrei HaToshin Lam Zion, October 14th, 1976, on Thursday.
Helps Reuven in such a way that without Reuven's work, Shimon wouldn't be able to carry it out. So Reuven is Chayev and Shimon is Potter. Now, if Reuven carries Shimon on his shoulders, so true that Shimon lightens the burden. But even if he didn't cooperate, let's say if he had been like the Persian aristocrats, so Reuven would still do the job, but it would be a little more difficult for Reuven. So Reuven is a Yochel, and Shimon is not a Yochel. So Reuven should be Chayev. So why do we say Chayev is Esatzmei? And if Reuven carries Shimon on his shoulders, so Reuven is Poter. That's Teisus Ikash in Amatzniach. So Teisus gives the Teretz in Amatzniach. Teisus gives the Teretz in Amatzniach that here there is a special Gzeres HaKosov, because we learn out from the Mishkan, and in the Mishkan, so those who did work in the Mishkan, so of course Hitzoyah was one of the works. So what kind of objects, so whom did the people in the Mishkan carry? Kroshim, Chafotzim, Kroshim, Machtim, I mean all kinds of objects. But in the Mishkan, in connection with the Mishkan, no person, no Balchai was carried. They didn't carry Balchai, they didn't carry a person. So in other words, so Teisvei Shite is that the reason is why when you carry out a person, so you are not Chayev, is not because it's not a mass. It is a mass, but it's a special Zerzakoso, because it has to be Dumi the Mishkan. And the Mishkan Nitzoye consisted in carrying Chafotzim, not in carrying people of Balchai. That's Teisvei Shite. However, Rosh Rambam is that Heitzi Esodom any mass. So it's not because of his special Zazakosu, because he's not a Maase. Why isn't he a Maase? Because Chaylei says Atzme, the Pashtes Haloshin of the expression Chaylei says Atzme is not like Teisves, is like the Rambam. So then the Kash of Teisves is, since according to the Rambam, the Aloche of Chaylei says Atzme is based upon the fact that in view of the fact that he lightens his own burden, his own load, the carried person lightens his own load, so Mimele is not considered a Maase. So why? So it should be, we should apply the principle of Ze Yochel Vze Eini Yochel, because the carrier, the person who carries the other person on his shoulders, even without the Chaylei Seis Atzmei of the carried person, he would be able to carry the carried person. But the carried person, he would be able to walk. But when he's on the shoulders of, when Shimon is on the shoulders of Reuven, without Reuven's work, he couldn't be carried in the air like that. So Reuven is a Yochel, and Shimon is an Eini Yochel. So Mimele, Reuven should be Chayev. So there is a Teretz by Reb Chaim, it's not mentioned in the Sefer. There is a Teretz by Reb Chaim. So he says that we have two psukim. Now, one posik we have, Hoises Kulo Hoises Mixos. And then we have another pasuk that the Braisi here doesn't discuss it, but the Braisi in the Matzniach discusses it. So we have another pasuk that implies that Shnayim Shosu, let's say if two people carry out, let's say a sefer, so both up to. So it's two separate aloches. The aloche of Shnayim Shosu, when two people carry out a sefer, two people carry out, let's say a bin, so implies that if the same meloche, the whole meloche with all its ingredients, is done by two people jointly, so then they are potter. But aseisa kulavo, aseisa mitzoso implies that everyone must do the whole meloche. So let's say, suppose one makes the akira and the chiluf rishuis, but he doesn't make the anoche. So memeili is potter because he didn't do everything. So memeili, that's not the ptur of Shnayim Shosu. That's the Ptur of Vaseiso Kulo Velo Yaseisa Misosu. Laisa Misosu. So Mimele, Chayne Seis Atzmei. What does it mean, Chayne Seis Atzmei? When a person walks on his feet. So that you don't call carrying, you call it walking. But when somebody when somebody, let's say, carries a chayfet, so that you call carrying, not walking, because the chayfet doesn't do anything, doesn't contribute to the moving, to the movement, to his movement. Mashayim came when one person, when Reuven carries Shimon on the shoulders, in view of the fact that Chayim says Atzmei, that Shimon cooperates and he lightens his own load, his own burden. So that means that the carrying of Shimon by Reuven can be broken up into two acts. First of all, Reuven carries, and then Shimon lightens his own load. So by virtue of the fact that Shimon lightens his own load, that means that it has two, that this kind of carrying is consists of two components. One component is a component of carrying, and the other component is not a component of carrying, but it's a component of walking. Because when Shimon lightens his own load, and because of the light, of the lightening of his own load, so the carrying is it takes place. So mimele, so that means there is an element of walking too. So it's not a full process of carrying; it is a composite process of carrying and walking together. So mimele, since it's a composite process of carrying and walking, so it doesn't come under the ptur of Shnayim Shosu. Yochid Shosu Chayev, Shnayim Shosu Pturim. But it comes under the ptur of Baseiso Kulov Lo Yaseiso Mitzoso. This is the pshat in the Rambam, when the Rambam said, Ki'ini Mas. Ini Mas. Alright. Now the thesis. Yitzias Hashabos, Shtaim Shinaaba. Hikshar Evo. The Dili Yitzoy Shabbos, Hoyo Rishneis Gabi Ovis Melochis, Acha Perik Rogot, Likamo, the host of the Ton of Ovis Melochis Memchos Rachas, the Gaton Yitzoy Lipsei, Vahavu Asko Keseda Bidvor in the Maire, the Rav Shabbos, and Bidyei, Kliyze Achai, the Rachte, Son of Hashecho, and Sherin Yev Samonim, Vincen Boso, Vakim Maglikim, Vikiro, Bamatemim, Shin Dvorim Aneag in Hashecho, Vakim Bamabehemo, Bamishay, Sodor Aneag, Bishabs Atzmei, Bishuv Ovis Melochis of Shabbos, Vidar Hatan Lishnes Kisigaze, Moshe Zinu Bipsochin, Maslow Vidalet, Bishuv Biudalet, Bishuv 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 Varakim, living like a poet. In other words, so Tesis Kashi is on the Seder, the order of the Mishnayos. So the usual order of the of Rabin HaKodesh is in the Seder of the Mishnayos that he first discusses what the Dalochis prior to that day. Let's say what is Mechuyev to do Zayin Yomim Kedim Makipurim, and then what he has to do Erev Makipurim, and then what he has to do the night of Makipurim, and then what he has to do the Ani Makipurim itself. So here too, after all, there are Mishnes that discuss what one is allowed to do Friday and what one is not allowed to do Friday. So we should, the Mishnayos of Shabbos should start first with Liyitzah Chayim Memachdei, Somuch HaSheicho, and Sheyon Devis Amonim, and then mention. So how is it that here the Rabbeinu HaKodesh started with a discussion of Yitzoyeh that is on Shabbos itself? So he says, Yitirayitz, the Yitzoyeh Chvivalei, La'agdumem Mishim Mishnei Zuh Shmayinu Kamedvorim, Yitzoyeh Vachnoset, the only with Roshiyah, ודבין להכיר והנוחה ושניים שעשו פטורים ויודי של אודו מחשוב לי כדלת על דלת ויודי של אודו אין או לא יכיר שזה יוח לא יכיר שזה רם רמתם מפורש לדוב ראי ורוד לו השס לי שני סחילו וכי מסכת בלוקמי השיר והבי רמה ולעבר ובינו ככיסי לרפרשי וכי מפורש רבהי רבי גויין גם ידע לצריך להידי ולקראי ולא כדי שעס כי סידר הפוסי גבוהית מפורש רמתם דיפוסה ביציאס משל בוי למימה לא יצא החיות במחתי אף על גב לשון המלאבי Mishum Emeiskin, so why doesn't he discuss the Meloche of Melabe? The bleaching that is mentioned in Klal Gadol, Mishum Emei, but so for the same reason he could discuss the Dinim of Melabe, because it's mentioned in the first Perek, Emeiskin Kelim Kaves, and that is before Shabbos. ולא ימאביר משום מתאימים הוצאי הוא צריך לשנסלי משום מלוכי גרויה היא משום מלוכי גרויה היא כמו שפרש יציאי סיצוי סבל למסלי אבל נוכת יציאי סלישני כל על יציא שם קיימת דשינו מנו הוצאי על יצאי מקלי ללקית המון לקית המון now so Teisa says that the melocha of Yitzoye is mentioned in the posik in Bishalach al Yitzoye Yishmen Kemet. Now in the Gemara in Erev there is a machlekes anoyim as to whether Tchumim is the Reise or Tchumim is not the Reise. As Tchumim. So the Mandoma who says Tchumim is not the Reise, so he said how about the Mandoma who says Tchumim is the Reise, where is Tchumim mentioned, in which posik al Yitzoye Yishmen Kemet? That means he shouldn't go chutz l'Tchum. He shouldn't go chutz l'tchum. And the mandoma who says the tchumim is lav deraise, so what does it do with the posik of Yitzchak Shem Kenei? So the Gemara in the Rebbe says that has reference to Yitzchak. It doesn't have reference to tchumim. So it appears from that Gemara that whether the posik of Yitzchak Shem Kenei has reference, is expressive of the niser against Yitzchak, or is expressive against the niser. It's expressive of a niser against tchumim of yitzia chutz l'tchum is a machlokes anoyim. Now here Teisa says that yitzoye is expressed in the posik al yitzia ishmen keime of yitzia al yitzia ishmen keime. So we have to say that according to Teisves, so even the Mandoma who says Tchumim is the Reise and there is a Chiyuv Malkes for Yetzir Chutz L'Tchum, and where is that Chiyuv Malkes? And where is that love mentioned? It's mentioned in the Posik Al Yetzir Shmikeimei, but the Posik Al Yetzir Shmikeimei also is expressive of Nisar Otsoyetu. So in other words, it's expressive of two Yisurim. It's expressive of two Yisurim. So in other words, Al Yetzei because the Pshutei Shal Mikro, according to that Mandoma, okay, so the Pshutei Shal Mikro, according to Mandoma, who says that Chumim is the Reise, the Chumim the Reise, so the Pshutei Shal Mikro of Al Yetzei Shem Kemei is that he shouldn't go Chutz L'Tchum, Al Yetzei Shem Kemei. But it's also implicit in that Pasik, Al Yetzei Makli Lilakit Amon. What does that mean? And he said, it's all it. So, Mimele, according to all Tanoim, there is a special love regarding it. Shtaim Shinaba Bifnim, Kenirek, Mishiforesh Rashikam, the Bifnim, Hainul Balabai, saying Bifnim, Uvichutz, Hainul Oni Oimi Bichutz, Shtaim Atsoyes Vachnosis, Shtaim Tsoy Vachnosis, the Chiyuv, Shin Dalet, Tsoyes Vachnosis, the Tuch. So, according to Rashi in Shvues, Bifnim means Ligabi Hachnos and Bachutz means Ligabi Yitzoy. But here Rashi says no. Bifni means relative to Balabais, Machutz means relative to Don. Uvishwe Spirish Rashi, Bifni Hachnos is Pnim, Shnaim the Chiyuv Don in Oshia, Ushnaim the Ktur, Ushnaim the Ktur. ובחוץ הניצוי יש חוץ ואיניר מלפירש מילה דעוני לחוד ומילה דעו של לחוד משמע כי משפירש כאן ופירש דעו סום להוי ולהרי ויצוי להכנס את יחד ומי הוא שמו לפי שאוי הצורך להרי לכם או יבוא לפרוש יצוי יש לבד להכנס לבד מכל מוקי מנירה לרבי נוחנו ולקום הבגמור את די כנעה מדיקטוני יציאס וכפורש הכנס לאותה ולא ידייך מדיקטוני בפנים פושט בלבי יש עשיוני תמלרי עמי צורך למיס נטרת דעוני בלבי וכן ברישווה, למפורש בגמורה, שתיים דעוני ולבייס, מה שייך לקריסי שתיים, מל יוני מל יוש. So that's the discussion. Why does he mention that it's two? After all, it's the same mitzoy. ונראה לרי, ויסטרך להשמין על משמין, יצוי עם הלוח הגרוי, ומל ימצים משוס היוחד משוס הרבים, מל ימצים משוס היחד משוס היוחד, משוס היוחד, ולהגב, ולהגמרים לי יצוי דעוני, ולבייס, בייס מוני. Since it's Meloche Kruye, so Memele, a Meloche cannot be established on the basis of a resemblance, even of a full resemblance. Not to mention, I mean, Tzaz Dinyin. So in other Meloches, where it's not a Meloche Kruye, where the person creates something, he produces something, there is a Shinu in the Hefte, let's say like Bishlo Afin and Zireya Niteya Amin Milabin and Dosh, I mean all the Meloches, where there is an element of Yitzire of producing, of creating something. So on the basis of a Ktsaz Dibye, it can become a Meloch. Mashim Ken Ligabe Yitzoy, that is Meloche Gruye, he doesn't create, he doesn't produce anything. So without an explicit posik, it wouldn't become a meloche. And even if there is an even with the posik, so it would only be chayev what is explicit in the posik. But in order to be chayev for it on the basis of it alode, so it must have existed in the mishnah. So because of that, we the Tanya has to mention two types of itzoye: the itzoye of the oni and the tzoye of the balabais. So I'm gambrinin the tzoye the only balabais mon. Now, of course, what is the difference? The difference is the tzoye the only, so consists in taking it from the rishus ayochid into the rishus arabin towards himself, and the tzoye the balabais consists in taking it out into the rishus arabin away from himself. So, in order to become established as an av, we don't have to resort to posik. All we have to do is that it should have existed in the mishkan. In order to become oser as italode, all that we have to establish is that there is a certain resemblance between a certain type of work and the exact type of work that existed in the mishkan. So the tzoye boyish in Mishkan, so even the telode itself must have existed in Mishkan. The tnam vazirik shteid zu stroy zu kineged zu hameishid vazirik mezuver zu poter hoyu shteyem bidyoter achas hazirik poter vameishid chaye shekachoy savinas leviyim. So in other words, so ligabi zirik, so if someone is zirik yoshus ayochid derech rishus arabim, so he is potter if someone is Eric. Mishus Ayochid, Mishus Ayochid, Derech Mishus Arabi. So he is potter if someone is Meshid, Mishus Ayochid, Mishus Ayochid, Derech Mishus Arabi. So then it depends whether it's Bidyuta Achas or it's Bishtei Yutes. What does Bishtei Yutes mean? Let's say if it's Bidyuta Achas, so in other words, this is, let's say, one Rishus Ayochid, and here is another Rishus Ayochid. Let's say you have a car here. Anything that stands in the Rishus Arabim and is Govei Ayud and is Dalet al Dalet is a Rishus Ayochid. If you have a car, you have any vehicle, an Eglo. So you have a car here, and then you have another car here, and here is the Rishus Arabim between, and one is Meshit, that's Bidyuta Achas. So, from this agole to the other agole, someone is standing in this agole, and another person is standing in this agole, and he's meishit b'yuta achas. So then he's chayev shekachu yisavu yisalvim. The one meishit, the levim, was standing in the agoles, and the one meishit, the koshi, from one agole to the other. So then he's chayev. But suppose it's b'shtei yutes, and you will be meishit across the way, across the width of the Rishus Rabbi, because let's say there is a car here, and then there is a car here. One stands in the car here, which is the Rishus Ayochid, Govei Ayud, Dalet al Dalet. And then there is a car here, Govei Ayud, Vrochid Dalet al Dalet. And there will be Meshit Echifetz across the width of the Rishus Rabbi. So there will be Potter. Is there any Svare? There is no Svare. But the reason is why Bidyuta Achas, if it's not across the width of the Rishus Arabim, if it's across the length of the Rishus Arabim, it's chayev, because that's the way it took place in the Mishnah. So he had Nagole here, and he had Nagole here, and they were Meshit Kroshi, from one Agole to the other Agole. but they were not measured that way. You didn't have the agoles placed across the width of the Vishus Rabim. One agole here, and here is the length of the Vishus Rabim, and there should be an agole here. That's not the way it was done. So the two agoles were stationed along the length of the Vishus Rabim. So memele, if one is meshit, b'dyut ha'achas is chayev. If he is meshit, b'shtein dyut es is potah. There is no slorek. There is no slorek. So, but that's the way it was in the Mishnah. So that's in regard to meshit. So zeirek mirshus ha'yochid, mirshus ha'yochid derech Vishus Rabim, whether it's derech dyut ha'achas or derech shtein dyut es, is potah. But shein kein meshit. So midyut ha'achad mishusayochid ha'rishus rabin midyut ha'achas is chayet v'shtein diutes is pot uvitolde di tzoye boyeshe mishkin nitnam ba'azerek shteik zuz trois zu keneged zu two porches. So if it's keneged zu, in other words, one porch is on one side of the rishus rabin and the other side is on the other side of the rishus rabin, so let's say, and somebody will be zerek, let's say a chayfetz from one porch that is on one side to the porch that is on the other side, so then it is potter. It doesn't make any difference even if you the achas will be potter. So kinegezu hameishit vazeik mizulezu potter hoyu shteim b'diut achas hoyu shteim b'diut achas hazeik potter vameishit chayet. Now you'll ask, if it's b'diut achas, how can it be derech Rishus Rabim? If it's b'shteim b'diut es, so it's across the width of the Rishus Rabim. But even with the achas, so in other words, here you have the building. So you have one building here, and you have one building here. You have one porch coming out. But it's possible, sometimes the Rishus Rabim gets off in a tangent, you know. Let's say this table is the Rishus Rabim. But suppose there is a path of the Rishus Rabim. The Rishus Rabim is not a straight path. And it goes off in a corner, so in a tangent, it goes off in a corner, and there is a Rishus Rabim, and then there is one porch here, and then there is one porch here. This is the length of the Rishus Rabim, but the Rishus Rabim goes in between the two porches. So if he'll be meishit from one porch to the other, so he'll be chayev, because that way it was in the Mish. Alright, so hoy shtem mit yuta khas azir ik potam a mesh tkhayef she kach hoy zavil salvim u frish azir ik nam boy azir dal dam iz vosh zagad min olam vi doch ik lash ke khune be mishken ad mos ik kolt alam she zagad mil khazig mir olam. So in other words, we hold you told it it's oyin inu ve lo yovesh she im avei salmem khos rachas gem achnos nam me amrinon shelik ba matenim heim helu khosh mi karkal a gole afatam ot khvis mi shtram mi sayochit. But the question is, why do we have to resort to a loch lemish mi sina ni gab zeh dal dam mi shesarabim? After all, it has a resemblance to that which existed in the Mishkan. No, so the gabi itzoye, the mere fact that there is a resemblance is not enough. So the exact type of work has to exist in the Mishkan. Vim teima kim de achnose hoyso b'mishkan matzorich suli kamon ba'azirik lifushe disvoreu mali afuke mali yule da'azirik dal damel vishus rab mashma di avmishkasle b'mishkan have nichalei aval gav de hosom leke svore. So why does the Gemara say that ligabe achnose, the achnose is also chayev because of the svore mali afuke mali yule? But the Gemara says that achnose existed in the Mishkan. So why do we have to resort to this word? Because the Imad is the Svore leachnose the balabayis lehave mishkan. Dehim helu kroshim hanachnose the oni. The mistome bikarka yoyindim shehu rishus rabbi. Vim teima kidn di ike Svore amay yitzri the mametenim rimeima the achnose oisom mishkan. So now it takes us as the kashe from the other end. So since there is a svore, so why do we have to resort to the fact that it wasn't a mishkan? The yesh leima the tonelei aile the boy le misne heimo yridu kroshim leagole viatem al tetziu afol gav the itzoye nafkelon mikro behedye istrich le misne שהויסו במשכן משנתון את הברית משנתון את הברית של הברית איך היום אמרו שהייצא בהויסו במשכן ומהויסו מייצא יצאו במשכן הויסו מחייב בכל מלוכס הדימס למלוכת גמורה אף על פי שהויסו במשכן כמו ביצאו ועוד עסמך חודש שבס למלכס המשכן ראשים לסחית so Jesus now is saying again that if there is this war so then it can become established as it alode without existence in the mission. This is what Teisa says here. But Teisa in Azeirik says the reverse. In other words, so according to Teisa's Maskoni here, so even Ligabi Meloche Groe, Gabi Tsoye, which is Meloche Groe, so if Mr. Asvore, so a certain type of Itsoye is mamish the same, like the type of Itsoye that the Torah asserted, like the type of Itsoye that existed in the Mishkan, so Mimele, it's enough to establish it as it alone. This is what Teisa says. But Teisa and Azeirik has the same kashya. Hachnosa minolon daf tzadik vovom veiz. Hachnosa minolon, so it more says svore. Male apuke male yu. Vim teima matzor et lai svore. Kim de havi ve mishkin. Kini kom achim el koshu na gole. Do visomuch mashma gav izrike di moysa mi mishkin avos li shakir. Viyesh leima adi vizrike nami ike svore. Male al bi itzoye, male al bi izrike. Vila av svore le av machashvim al itulode di itzoye. Vila havi sami mi mishkin la av chayvim al mi svore vifi lochi koyim. So in other words, there is a machleket between the two tesves. Between the tesves here that beis and tesves that tzadik vov on beis. According to tesves here that beis on medale. So if there is a svore, if it's a svore, a certain type of itzoye, is mamish the same, like the type of itzoye that the Torah asks in the posik, so we don't have to resort to the fact that it existed in the Mishkan. Even Ligabi Itzoy. Now what does Svore mean? You see, Svore means, now we discussed at the beginning of the shiur in the Mishnah of Lantes Meloches, so we discussed the Shittes HaRambam. Now the Shittes HaRambam is that there is Telode and there is Meina. What's the difference between Telode and Meinav? So it's a difference in degree. In other words, Telode is established on the basis of Iktsaz Dinyan, as the Magid Mishneh points it out. Mashein Kein, if there is a Dinyan Gomu, then it's Meinav, then it's not Telode. That's Ligabe Shomelochis. Mashein Kein Ligabe Itzoye, so where it's in Loche Gruye, so it Dinyan Iktsaz is certainly not sufficient to establish it as it alone. Dimyik tzas. Ligabi shom meloches, that anat meloches gues. So even dimyik tzas is enough. Let's say when you pour water over your hands and breasts. When you pour water over your breasts and hands. Alright, so it's a dimyik tzas. So mimele, so it is enough to be established as a itzoy. According to all Rishenim, it's a dimming tzas. It might even be considered a dimming gom. But the whole apoches is dimming tzas it is. So, ligabe miloche of itzoye, which is miloche gruye, a dimming tzas is not sufficient to establish a certain type of work as it is. Mashein ken a dimming gom, according to Teisa's Dabbeis, that's svore. What does svore mean? Male afuke male yule. So it's not just a slight resemblance, a substantial resemblance. It's a full resemblance. I mean, could you have a more perfect resemblance than the resemblance that exists between Hachnos and Itzoye? What difference does it make? Whether you are Meitzi, Meshes Ayochid, Meshes Rabim, Meshes Rabim, Meshes Ayochid, what difference does it make? So that's a full resemblance. That's a svore. So according to Teisa's that base a full resemblance, if it's a dimyin gomo, so then that is enough, even ligabe itzoye, to establish it as it alone. Mashein kein Teisa's in Azeirik, that's a big word, he holds that on account of the fact that itzoye is a melochik ruye, so even a dimyin gomo is not enough to establish it as it alone. But it must exist in the Mishkan too, and he supposes it exists in the Mishkan. but there is no dinim gamor, there is only dinim ktas, then it still cannot be established as a rabbi. That's the shita in azir. Alright. Shvuyeh shtayim shinav. Biri shvuyeh mifore shtayim oichev oichev. Tichsib behedi. Bikol. Lohor alehiti. Dayin lahabo. Shein dale. Ochalti lo yochalti. The also midrash. Because the Torah spells out only lohor alehiti. That's future. But ochalti lo yochalti pairs. So that the Torah doesn't spell out. So that we learn out from the pasuk, from the reading. Behodul miforesh shein dalet ezrit vulei ezrit ba'aveh asyeh. So in other words, and that is not explicit in the pasuk, because when the Torah explicitly spells out lihora leheiti, in other words, either he takes his shvuah to do a benefit to himself, let's say loheiti, that's like heichel, or lo yechel, to do harm to himself. Masha'in kein ezrit vulei ezrit, that's a neutral act. It's neither lohora nor lehiti. So why couldn't we say that shvui shtayim eichel v'leichel, that is lohora lehiti, plus two more that are mutual acts, neither lohora nor lehiti, ezrik v'le ezrik, v'have ashi kulik Rabbi Shmuel, so then it could accord with Rabbi Shmuel too, v'have tzorich luk megetrit anoy, v'shem nasnis in peregimut nam behedi, shein dalet ochalti v'echalti. Vim tema vamalukotane shtayim shein shmeino eichel v'lo eichel ochalti v'lo yachalti. So it's future and past in acts that are either lohora or lehiti. They're neutral acts, future and past. Ezrik v'ezrik zorak v'ezrakti v'nira l'kach pirash rashi v'rishvuet shenishene elu doma v'chilupi. Rabbi Yitzchok tirates do no katelo achalti v'lo yachalti. Mishum di polik Rabbi Shmuel, v'av ribus etvei, aval ezrik v'le ezrik, di meide Rabbi Shmuel l'chosh l'misne. V'im teima, v'gabi Shabbos amai kotone shtayim shein dalet v'suloi, leis nename meishi tu mavio mishus ayochid l'shus ayochid, derech l'shus arabim d'chaye, ki dikom alikamo, v'zirik mishus ayochid l'shus arabim, mishus arabim l'shus ayochid. So this is, agav urche, Tesis only asks, you know, not ilom de shikashe, I mean, balabat de shikashe. I mean, one of us would probably even be ashamed to ask such a kashe. But Teisves, Agavurcha Teisves mentions a very important shite, which is told in the Machlekes. So Teisves says a kashe, Gabi Shabbos amaykoton ishtai, Shein dale visuloi leis nename meishi tu mavio. Mirshus ayochid leishus ayochid derech shus rabin. So meishi, that's a mishnah mufareshes, nazeret. That meishi, Meshus Ayochid, Meshus Ayochid, Derech Meshus Rabim, Bidyutachas. Let's say you have one porch here and one porch here, and the length of the Meshus Rabim is this table, but the Meshus Rabim goes in between the two buildings, the two porches, and if he's Meshit from one porch here to a porch here, there are Yutachas, so then he's Chayv. So it's a Mishnah for Reshes. But Tesis also mentions, Umavim Meshus Ayochid, Meshus Ayochid, Derech Meshus Rabim. The Gemara doesn't say anything about. There is no Gemara, there is no Mishnah, there is no Brisa, there is no Gemara about Mavia Mishus Ayochid, Mishus Ayochid, Derech Meshus Rabim. Now, there is a Gemara Mefureshes, the Zeirik Mishus Ayochid, Mishus Ayochid, Derech Meshus Rabim, is Potter. Unless we say Plutakim Sheum Chadamye, so then he could be Chaye. If he's Zeirik Teich Yud. But if we say klutol after mishil chadamye, then it's definitely potter. Even if he's zeirik teichyut, why? Because the iser of itzoye has reference to what? To meitzim mishus ayochid mishus arab. That's all. There is a special halacha mishil sinai. Mavad al adam is mishus arabim is also chayim. But mishus ayochid arach mishus arabim heichatei iser. But, so you ask the same kashe, how about Meshi, Mishus Ayochid, Mishus Ayochid, Derech Mishus Rabin, Derech Yuta Achas? So in Chanami, so it's a special Zer Sakosu, because Shechkein Hoi Sa'avid is Alvin. So it's a special Zer Sakosu. So we have a special Zer Sakosu, but Meheicha Teise, Mavir Mishus Ayochid, Mishus Ayochid, Derech Mishus Rabin. In other words, if I'll walk out of my house, and I have many things in my pocket, and then I'll walk through the Rishus Rabim, I'll keep on walking through the Rishus Rabim, then I'll finally enter a certain house and I'll make anoch. So that's Mavir Mishus Ayochid, Lishus Ayochid, Dera, Shus Rabbi Mishayim. Why should it be Chayim? After all, the Akira took place in the Rishus Ayochid, and the Anoche took place in the Rishus Ayochid. But he just carried in the Rishus Rabbi. So why should it be Chayim? Why should it be Chayim? But Teisa says that he's Chayim. Now the Rashbo in Eirabi says that he's Potter. And where the stasis discuss that in greater length, the stasis in Eirab. Here, just Agavurche mentions it. Leis the name Meishit, Umavir Mishtayochid, Mishtayochid, Arashadram, Dechayev, Kidikom Rekamo, Vizir Mishtayochid, 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 Vyeshleimad, Likotone, Elachnose, Didamye, Ligamre, Loitzoi, Shu Mishtayochid, Mishtayochid, Lafuke Meishit, Umavir, Shu Mishtayochid, Mishtayochid, Uzrike Namely Dam, Loitzoi, Shezebiloche, Yad, Vizabizri. But the question is, where did Teisves get the mokeh for that halocha that mavir mishnayochid mishusayochid derech mishusarabim that is chay? Now Teisves near that on the gimel. That on the gimel on the dalet in the Teisves, it's a big Teisves. We cannot go over the Teisves, but Teisves in the middle, he says, the second big line in the Teisves. So the second big line, V'nira de lav meishitu, ele mavir asoeiret, rocheik chutz le daladames, v'chayev afilu zeken kezeh. In other words, where is vis-a-vis meishit? So only b'yuta achas. But b'shtei diutes zeken egetze is poter, but by mavir even b'shtei diutes is chayv. Kedise bazerik omer Rabbi Elazar hameitzi maso lemaylo maso chayv shechim maso b'nikos umikim akirosei v'anechosei haba mishus hayochid. Now what does the Mishnah in Azerik say? Does the Mishnah discuss mavir mishus hayochid derech mishus rabim? The Gemara does. The Mishnah doesn't discuss that. That's we discussed that Mishnah in Kol Godo. Now, so the more Omar Abbas. V'omar Rabbi Elazar after Zayin Amidal. V'omar Rabbi Elazar hameitzi masol ma'ilu masol chayev shechim masov nikos. So why do we have to resort to a yalfuse from masov nikos? And they carried the oil, and the oil, so of course, so it was carried the ma'ilu masol. It had to be carried the ma'ilu masol. So we could say without that yalfuse from Masav Nikos, I would say that inasmuch as the Avir of the Rishus Rabim has a din of Rishus Rabim only up to the height of 10 Tvachim, and above 10 Tvachim, so it has a din of a Mokin Tur. So, Mele, when you carry a certain object above 10 Tvachim, so in effect you are carrying it not in the Rishus Rabim, you carry it in the Mokin Tur. So, because of that yalfuse, so we say we have to resort to masav nikos. Hameitzi masav lemaylo masav chayev shechei masav nikos, and they carried it all, and they carried it lemaylo masav. They carried it lemaylo masav. But over there, so but Rabbi Elazar has reference to the case when you carry in the Rishus Rabim daladames, but you carried it in a height above 10 tvachim, so that's a mokim too. So we have that yalfuse that even though in the height it's a mokim too, but since on the ground it's a rishus rabim, so it's chayev. But there he wasn't mavir mishus ayochid mishus ayochid derech rishus rabim. He was mavir daladamis mishus rabim. And the only reason as to why we have to resort to the yalfuse of masav nikos is because it was carried in the Mokim Tur. So that's the Yalfuse. That even though the height the place where it was carried is a mokim too, but the same mokim was a mokim which is rabin. At the bottom, it's a which is rabin. So really, it's high. Mashiach in the case where one is mavir, a chayfetz, mishus ayochid, lishus ayochid, lishus rabin, where the akira is in lishus ayochid, and the anochid is in lishus ayochid. Why should it be chayf? Over here, when he's mavir, when he's meitzi maso lemailo maso, so the akira is in rishus rabin and the anoch is in rishus rabin, but it is carried in the course of the carrying. It was carried lemailo maso, but in the case of mavir mishayochid is there rishus rabin, so the akira is in rishus ayochid, anoch is in rishus ayochid. So in the name the Rashbo is chilek, the Rashbo in Eirem is chilek on thesis. And the Rashba Shitti is that Mavir Mishus Ayochid, Mishus Ayochid, Derech Mishus Rabim is only Nisa Rabba. Because in order to involve the Nisa Deraise, so the either the Akira is in the Mishus Rabim and the Anoche is in the Mishus Ayochid, or vice versa. But if both the Akira and the Anoche are both in the Mishus Ayochid, but he carried in the Mishus Rabim, then he's not Chai. Then he's not Chai. And the Rambam Shitti is also like the Rashba. That Mavir, Mishus Ayochid, Derech Mishus Rabim is Potter. But Teisa Shite, so Teisa Shite here, and that's in line with Teisa Shite, Daf Lamed Gimel, that it is, that he is Chayev. Now why is it Chayev? Because of Rabbi Elazar's memory. Hameitzi Maso L'mayel Masor Chayev. Shechi Masob Nikos. The question is, what Shaykhes does it have here? In the case of the memory of Rabbi Elazar, so the Akire was Mitchilas Dalet and the Anoche was Lisei Dalet Rishus Rabin, but in the middle it was carried in the Avia that is a Mokim Tov. So we have Yalfuse, but Meir Katei say in the case where the Akir is Rishus Ayochid, the Anoche is Rishus Ayochid, but he carries it Rishus Rabin, that he should be Chayiv. Meir Katei say. Now I think that by taking notice of a certain tesis dafches. Now the Gemara dafches says dafches on medalet. The fifth line from the top. Omar Abay. Zora Kaveres Leshus Rabin. Kaveres is a certain kele that is in a cylindrical shape. So it's round. Gveya Yud Vin Rechobovov is Chayev. Rechobovov Pot. Why? So that has to do with the Cheshen of Kol Amse B'Ribuy Amse T'Rechum Shebelachseine. So in other words, so if it is Rechobo, if it is Rechobo Vov, so then you can inscribe a square of Dalet al Dalet. In that circle, you can inscribe a square of Dalet al Dalet, according to the Cheshen of Kol Amse B'Ribuy Amse T'Rechum Shebelachseine. So that means that if the Kaveres is Yutvochim high, tall, and it's Rechob Vov, and if it has a diameter of Vov Tvochim, so then you could inscribe in it a square of Dalet al Dalet, so Mimele it has a din of Goveya Yud Viroche Dalet al Dalet. Viroche Dalet al Dalet. So Mimele he's Potter. So why is he Potter? So Rashi, so there's a machliki between Rashi and Tezis. Rashi says, Rechob Vov Potter, the have a reshus le'atzmo, v'anan mi mishkon kamrinon, she yozir ki machteyim bin lachton ze leze, v'lo yozir ki reshus. V'lo yozir ki reshus. So Rashi explains it on the basis that when is there a chiyuv for Zerik? Only when he's, when you are Zerik Yechayfetz. Because we learn out from the Mishkan. In the Mishkan there was Rike. What was the Zerik? Machtin. Machtin is the Chayfetz. But a Kaveres that is Goveya Yud in Roche Vov, so that's a Rishus Ayochid. It's not a Mir Chayfetz, it's a Rishus. A Kaveres is like a car, like a bus, like a train. It's a Rishus Bifnei Atzme. A Kaveres that is Goveya Yud in Roche Dalet. There is no Chiyu for Zerik of Rishus. There is only a chiyuv of zerik for chafotzim, not for rishus. Not for rishus. This is Rashi Shit. So then he says that this is Shishenim says, "Lo yinira de ashkan miyah shoyim tzion rishuis, ki in orin mizbeichis, So the Levim carried the Adorin, the Orin was Gavei Ayud, V'rochei the Mizbeah, the Orin was Gavei Ayud, V'rochei Dalet Dalet, much more than that. So it's, and that exists in the Mishnah. All right, but the answer is Rashi doesn't mention it Ligavei Meitzi. Rashi mentions it Ligavei Zeret. So there was no zrike of Rishuis in the Mishnah. This is Rashi's pshat as to why Rechove Shishapotah. But then you see in the Teisves Rechove Shishapotah Pirish Shakaveres Atmo Rechove Shishapotah, the second Divor HaMasru Rechove Shishapotah Shakaveres Atmo Natsis Rishus HaYochid Kishitonuach, we have a kizirik mishusayochid, mishusayochid, derech mishusarabin, the potter. Kidikoma leo, the reality of zirik mimeshi, bafil rabakibidomakutik in Shimokodami, hoche potter, the homo came, shuminachas, choshev mishusayochid. So Tesis explains it on a different basis altogether. And there is a very big chidish in Tesis. Whereas Rashi explains it on the basis of zrikas rishuis, and there is a special aloche. That one is not chayev for his zirik reshus, only zirik chafotzi. So according to Teisa, there is no such aloch. But Teisa says, if you throw a kaveres, that is a reshus ayochid, so that's like throwing a car, suppose you are very strong, and you can pick up a car. Now let's say, when you make anoche in this room, in this building, so where is the anoche? In the Rishus HaYochid, you wouldn't say that anoche is in the Rishus HaRabim, but after all, the whole building stands in the Rishus HaRabim. So why shouldn't we say that anoche, when you put something on the floor here, that in effect, you are making the anoche on the Rishus HaRabim? Because after all, that floor is part of that building. And where is that building built? In the Rishus HaRabim. So it should be considered as Anoche Rishus HaRabim. Let's forget the fact, that there are no Shishim Ribe, passing on these grounds. But suppose it had all the prerequisites of Rishus HaRabim. So you still wouldn't say that the Anoche is in the Rishus HaRabim. But why not, after all? It's the whole building stands under Rishus HaRabim. The answer is, since this is a Rishus HaYochid, so Mimele, the Hanoche is in its own Rishus, not in the Rishus in which this Rishus stands. So even though the building is built and it stands on the grounds of the Rishus HaRabim, let's say that there is Shishim Ribe and everything. And let's say there are no Mechites here on these grounds. So it's still, the Anoche would still be in the Rishus HaYochid. Even though it stands on the ground of the Rishus HaRabim, there are no mechitzes, there are no fences. The answer is no. When you make Anoche in the Rishus HaYochid, so then even though the Rishus HaYochid itself rests on the ground of the Rishis HaRabim, but the Hanoche is considered al pedin to take place in its own Rishus, not in the Rishus in which the Rishus rests. So even though the whole building, the whole Rishus HaYochi, stands on the ground of the Rishus HaRabim, but the Chayfes that rests in the Rishus HaYochi is considered to be resting in its own Rishus, not on the ground of the Rishus on which the Rishus HaYochi stands. So it doesn't make a difference whether it's built in, it's Mechuber Likarake, or it's Tolush. So even a Kaveres is like a car, it's a small car. It's Govei Ayud, Viroch and Dalet. So it's a Rishus HaYochi. So then, when you throw, let's say, if you will throw, let's say, you pick up a bus, and you'll pick it up, and then you'll throw it, Mitchila Dalet, Lisei Dalet, and it will, you'll make it stand at the Lisei Dalet. So then, so what will you say? Rashi will say, well, where is the Anoche of the bus? In the Rishus HaRabim? You picked up a bus from the Rishus HaRabim. So you are Eikia from the Rishus HaRabim. You are Eikia, the bus from the Rishus HaRabim. And you are Maniach in the Rishus HaRabim. Tesis will say no. Because the bus, while it's standing in the street, it's Munach not in the Rishus HaRabim. It's Munach in its own bus. Just as a building, when it's built on the grounds. So it's not considered to be Munach in the Rishus HaRabim. One second. It's considered to be munach in its own rishus. So any rishus ayochid that is gavei ayud v'roched dalet is considered to be munach in its own rishus. So this is how Tesis explains shakaveres atzmo nasis rishus ayochid kishik tenuach v'have kizirik rishus ayochid derech rishus arabim dipot derech rishus arabim dipot. Now when the Gemara says Hameitzi maso, v'maylo maasor chaye, shechem maso b'nei kohos. So what does it mean? So that means that the b'nei kohos, when they carried out the oren or the mizbeach, so then they carried it mitchilas dalet l'sein dalet, and akiras gufe is k'akiras chayfetz, anochas gufe is k'anochas chayfetz. So when the b'nei kohos, So when one is meitzi, maso lemailo maso, so that's right, he has, let's say, a big valise on his shoulders. A big valise on his shoulders. And when he made akire, so then he was, the akire's gufei, so it was an akire's chayfetz. And when he stopped, he made the anochas gufei, so there's anochas chayfetz. So it is just as if a person would pick up the masse. Would pick up the masse mitchilas dalet from the ground of the Rishus HaRabim, let's say, so, and then he would put it at the end of Dalet Amis. So then he is chayev. Why is he chayev? Shechim Masad Nikos. What did Nikos do? They carried it mitchilas dalet by saying dalet. They carried it mitchilas dalet by dalet. But when the Nikos carried the organ and the Mizbeach mitchilas dalet by saying dalet, so when they were Eker, the Orm, or the Mizbeach, whether they were Ikeret from the ground, or they were Ikeret because the Mizbeach, the Orm was on their shoulders, it doesn't make any difference, because Akiras Gufek, Akiras Chayvetz, it doesn't make any difference. So it's the same thing. So Mimele, when they were standing, so then the Orm and the Mizbeach, which was Govei Ayud, Rochev, Dalet, Al Dalet, where was it Munach? Not in the Rishus HaRabim. It was Munach in its own Rishus. A Rishus HaYochit, when it boss, stands when a car is parked in the Rishus HaRabim, it's not considered to be Munach in the Rishus HaRabim. Alright, the policeman will give you a ticket because he doesn't know this halacha. But Al Pidin, it's considered to be Munach in its own Rishus. It's parked in its own Rishus. One second. It's parked in its own Rishus. So when the naked horse carried the organ, the Mizbeach, which is Kovei Ayud V'Rochev Dalet Mitchilas Dalet L'Seif Dalet, so in effect he was Eikeir from the Rishus HaYochid, because when the Orein was standing, God Mizbeach was standing in the Rishus HaRabim, it was affect noch in its own issues, not Moshe's Rabbi. And even if he had it on his shoulders, even if it was on his shoulders, so Akira's Gufei, Kakira's Chivetzome, and what the Pshat will see when he reached the Gemara. So it means, as Sarah Rishenim spelled out, that when a person has, let's say, the leaves on his shoulders, and he stands here, on the street, so it's so the hanoche of the valise is considered to be here with Rago, not here on the shoulders. So it doesn't make any difference whether they were anchored from the ground or they made an Akira's Guf. Because Akira's Guf is Akira's Chavetz only. So that means when the big horse was standing there, so the Mizbeach was noch on the ground. And since it's a Rishayochi, so it was noch in its own shoes. Then, when he carried it, and then finally he put it down, or even when he stopped, it's also considered as if he put it down. So again, it became noch in its own rishus. So the akira is in rishus ayochid, and the anoch is in rishus ayochid, and that's the way it was in the mish. By mass of nekos, so memeiro is chayev. So this is the alfuse, the tesis says. Now, this is. So we have Teisa Shite in Erev and Daflam and Gimel that Mavya Mishus Ayochid Mishus Ayochid Derech Mishus Rabbi Mishayev because of especially Alfuse Shechimas and Likos, because over there, even though it was Mitchila Zalek Leseid Dalek, so Alpidin according to Teisa Shite it's considered that Mishus Ayochid Mishus Ayochid Zayochid, so according, so Beim Yudah Achas Beim Shtei Yudes he is Chayev. But according to Teisves, he's chayev even if he's not mavir dalagames in Rishus Rabbi. He doesn't have to be mavir because it's especially alfuse of masov nikos. So suppose he will be mavir less than dalagames in the Rishus Rabbi. But Rishus Ayochid, let's say here's a Rishus Ayochid, here is a Rishus Ayochid, and then here is a Rishus Rabbi, the table is a Rishus Rabbi, and he walked in the Rishus Rabbi just 3 ames, not all ames, and then he crossed the Rishus Rabbi and then he entered the other Rishus Ayachi, that is on the other side of the Rishus Rabbi, the Rabbi he also be chayev because it's a special alfuse of Shechei Masav Nikos. The Teisves, I mean the Rambam and the Rashbo, they are both chilek, and they say that not only if he wasn't Mavet Aledames, but even if he was Mavet Aledames, since the Akira and the Anoche both took place on Rishus Ayochi, so he spoke. That's the sheet of the Rashbo and the Rambam. Then the Meiri, he has his own sheet. He says that Mavet Rishus Ayochi, Rishus Ayochi, Derech Rishus Rabbi Mishayev, if he carried it, Aledames in Rishus Rabbi. But if he didn't carry it, Daladamis Rishus Rabbi, if he didn't carry it, Daladamis Rishus Rabbi, so then he spoke. So the Mirishite cannot be explained on the basis of the Alfuse of Shechem Masav Nikos. Because if it's on the basis of the Alfuse of Masav Nikos, so why Dafke Daladamis? Why Dafke Daladamis? It doesn't make any difference. Even if it's less than Daladamis. So the Mirishite is not like Teisves, that whenever a Rishus Ayochid is noch in the Rishus Rabbi, so it's noch in its own Rishus. But the Shita of the Miri is that insofar as the Chiyuv, there is a Loch Lemesh in Sinai, that Mavid al Adames Rishus Rabbi Mishayev, that Mavid al Adames Rishus Rabbi Mishayev, so Mimele, it's not necessary that the Akira and the Anoche be in the Rishus Rabbi. The aloche is that mavir Rishus Ayochid, that mavir daladam is Rishus Rabbi Mishayev. So, but there has to be an akira and anoche. So it doesn't make any difference where the akira and anoche take place. Whether the akira takes place in Rishus Ayochid, anoche and Rishus Rabbi, or both the akira and the anoche take place in Rishus Ayochid. In Rishus Ayochid. So it doesn't, as long as there is havore mirshus l'shus, as there is havore mirshus l'shus, so is chayev. So we have these three shittas.
Yutah Zayin Shabbos 16 Shin Shabbos Chofei Tishrei Hei Tov Shin Lamed Zayin October 19,
1976
on Tuesday.
Now.
all the things were standard things in the days that we could do things this, you know, without any condition. I mean, just I mean, what you call Mashom Aram, this is, but to go over it, Yediyas Atume, Shtayim Shina Arba. Bintim Nava Maili Kotone Halomeis, Shtayim Shin Dalet. Why does the Mishnah use the Loshin Yediyas Atume? Let it use the Loshin Helem Tumor. Helem Tumor. Halomeis Shtayim Shin Dalet. I mean, instead of Yediyas Atume, Halomeis Tumor. Halomeis Tumor, Shtayim Shin Dalet. Now, the aloche gabei tumas midosh v'kodosho, when someone that is tomei, it's kiddush or enters the bisamit azore, or he, so the aloche is there is something peculiar to tumas midosh v'kodosho, and that is that whereas in kol atirei kule in ol chiyuvei korban there is only a requirement, a prerequisite of yediya bisof, but not yediya b'tchilo. Yediya bisof is a general requirement in all korban. When if there is no yediya bisof, so then it's not only if he doesn't have yediya that he, let's say he was mechal shabbos b'sheni. So meila b'mtzias he will not bring a korban because he doesn't know. But he's not mechuyev. In other words, the yediya becoming aware of the avera b'sheigeik is an essential ingredient in the chiyuv chatos. It's mechayev the chatos. So that's a general requirement in all kabbalists. But by Tumas Migdash v'Kodoshov, there is a unique requirement. There has to be a Yediyah b'tchilo also. In other words, if someone, let's say, became Tomei, if someone became Tomei, and if someone became Tomei, and he didn't know at first, and he found out about it, he found out about it. So, and then he forgot that he became Tomei. He doesn't have to not to know it at first. Even if, let's say, he becomes Tomei and he finds out the very outset, but then he forgot that he became Tomei. And he was, he entered the Bais HaMikdash or he ate Kedesh, and then he found, he reminded himself again that he was Tomei. So then he is Chayav. In other words, only if there is a Yediya b'tchilo and Yediya b'sof. So the Gemara in Shavuos is the kasha there. Now we say Yediya satume shtayim shindal, and we also say that Shavuos shtayim shindal. So how does it, with whose shita does it accord? Does it accord with the shita of Rabbi Shmuel, or does it, or the Mishnah in Shavuos accord with the shita of Rabbi Akiva? Because in regard to Shavuos, there is a machleket between Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Akiva. Shmuel and Rabbi Akiva, as to whether there is a chiyuv of korm, there is a chiyuv of korm Shavuos for as to whether there is a chiyuv of korm Shavuos for a Shavuos of Ovar of achalti lo yachalti, because the Torah says lo alayti. That is reference to Shavuos of Osit, like Eichel lo Eichel. The Torah doesn't spell out Ochalti lechalti, but Rabbi Akiva learns out is marbe Ochalti lechalti also is chayv korb. But Rabbi Shmuel is chelik. Rabbi Shmuel holds when is the chayv korb only if someone takes a Shavuos Eichel, and he doesn't eat, or he takes a Shavuos lo Eichel and he does it, and b'sheidik is even a Shavuos of Osit. So then he's mechuyev korb. But if one is nishba l'shekia, he swears ochalti when the truth is he didn't eat, or he swears lo yachalti when the truth is he did eat, there is no korb. But malkes there is. Malkes there is. Whether there is malkes so mitzad lo yisisa shenokiach lishov from for a shvuah of ovar l'chalti l'chalti according to one doma and according to another one doma. So there is malkes for the Sivish Mashokya, we pass like a mandoma that there is Malkis for the Sivish Mashokya, but there is Malkis. But as far as Korban is concerned, there is a machlikin between Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Akiva. So only according to Rabbi Akiva there is a chiyuv Korban for a chalti lechalti, but not according to Rabbi Shmuel. That's a machlikis in regard to Shavuos between Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Akiva. Then there is a machlikis between the Rabbonon and Rabbi Akiva in regard
to Yidiyas Atumi. To Yidiyas Atumi. So, Trabunan of Rabbi Akiva hold, Trabunan of Rabbi Akiva hold that, that Yidiyas Atumi, so that there is a chiyuv of Kol Melev Yireid, even if the Helem was of a Helem Migdosh, not, or Helem Kedesh, not Helem Tumi. Suppose he was fully cognizant all the time that he was a Tumi. But he didn't know that this was the Azorah, he thought that wasn't the Azorah. He didn't know that this Chticha was Psar Kedesh, he thought it was Psachum. So the Rabbanon and Rabbi Shmuel, they hold that there is a Chiyuv, Kom, and Rabbi Akiva holds, no, when is the Chiyuv Kom, only when the Helem was Helem Tumen, not if the Helem was Helem Mikdosh or Kedesh. Alright, so the Gemara says, Kashe in Shavuos, here the same Mishnah says, Yidiyas Atumeh Shtayim Shin Dalet, and Shavuos Shtayim Shin Dalet. So we assume that one Tane says the whole Mishnah. The one Tane says one Mishnah. So the question is, whose view does this Mishnah represent? So, Mimonefshach, if you say that it represents the view of Rabbi Akiva, so we can understand one bover of the Mishnah of Shavuos, because Rabbi Akiva holds that there is a chiyuv kom milavirei, that there is a chiyuv of kom shvue, there is a chiyuv of kom shvue for shvue of Ovar also. So we can understand the bover that says shvue shtayim shein dalet, shtayim eichel leichel, or seed shein dalet, two additional ones, or chaltim lo yachal. But then the question arises, if the more the Shmaitze of that Mishnah in Shavuos is Rabbi Akiva, so how can the Mishnah say Yidiyas Atumeh Shtayim Shein Arba? How do we get a Cheshbon Shtayim Shein Arba? So we get because of Helem Tumeh, the Helem Midosh and Helem Kedesh, but according to Rabbi Akiva there is no Kol Melev Yireid in the case of Helem Midosh and Helem Kedesh. So you don't have Shtayim Shein Arba, you only have Shtayim. So what are you going to say? That the Mishnah represents the view of Rabbi Shmuel. So then we understand the Boveh of Yidiyas Atumeh Shtayim Shein Arba. Because Rabbi Shmuel holds that there is a chiyuv of Kol Melev Yireid, even the case of Helem Midosh Helem Kedesh, not only in the case of Helem Tumeh. But then the Shavuos Shtayim Shein Arba is difficult. Because according to Rabbi Shmuel, there is a chiyuv Kol Shavuos only for Shavuos of Osit, for Eichel Leichel, not for Chalto Leichel. So the Gemara, he mentions two terutzim. So the Gemara at first, the Gemara mentions two terutzim. One teretz is that the Mishnah accords with Rabbi Akiva. The Mishnah accords with Rabbi Akiva. So we understand the bove of Shavuos Shtayim Shein Arba. But then you ask, so how about Yidiyas Atumeh Shtayim Shein Arba? According to Rabbi Akiva, there is no chiyuv kom, so we only have shtayim. So tone chiyuv ve'uptur. So then the Gemara refutes that teretz, because dum yedini goyim kotam. I'm mentioning that because in connection with some other tesis here, dum yedini goyim kotam. Dum yedini goyim kotam, and that there is no pture. So then the Gemara gives the other teretz, that the Mishnah accords with the view of Rabbi Shmuel. So then the Bove of Yidiyas Atumeh Shtayim Shein Arba, you understand? Because according to Rabbi Shmuel, there is a Kol Melev Yireid, even the case of Helem Midosh Helem Kedesh. But then you ask, so how can we explain Shavuos Shtayim Shein Arba? According to Rabbi Shmuel, there is a chiyuv kom shvue only for Eichel Leichel, not for Chalto Lechalti. So the answer is, there is no chiyuv kom, but there is a chiyuv malkes. The Mishnah doesn't say Shavuos Shtayim Shein Arba, there is a chiyuv kom in four cases. So in other words, there is a chiyuv. So it has reference to Malkus. This is the Gemara. All right, now. Vim Teima. Alamai lekotone halom eshtayim shein dalet. Helem tumeh vochu kedesh. Oy nichlas lemidosh. Shein dalet. Helem kedesh velem midosh. Vavos eshapkeh lemotz lemifrach. Hanetamne aven kidiporech haidiyas. Because then the Gemara in Shavuos has another kasha there. Since by Kol Melev Yireid there is a requirement, by Tumas Nigash Mekadosha, there is a requirement of Yidiya Bitchil Yidiya Bisov, so then we should say Yidiya Satumo, Yidiya Satumo, So you should say not chain dalet, but chain shmeino. Chain shmeino because we have two ideas for Helen Tumor v'nichtas lemigdosh, two ideas for Helen Tumor v'ochel kedesh. So it's four ideas, and then two ideas for Helen Kadesh, and then so it's six Yedias, and then two Yedias for Helen Mikdosh and Yedias Tumo. So then I mean when there was Yedia all the time of Tumo. So but Yedia betchil of the soul of Helen Mikdosh. So it's eight Yedias. So why does he say Shein Dalet? So he should say Shein Shmeino. So Teisa says Ekashe. Why doesn't the Tan of the Mishnah use the Loshna Lomis? So then we couldn't ask that the Mishnah should say Shein Shmeino. If we use the expression Yedias, and there are two Yedias prerequisites, so then we can ask Shein Shmeino. But if we say Alomis, so then there wouldn't be any cash. So what did the Gemara start? When the Gemara asked the Kasha, why doesn't the Mishnah say Shein Shmeino? Yediyas Atumo Shein Shmeino. Shein Shmeino. Two Yediyas for Helen Tume of Tume and Nichnas Lemigdosh and so on. So the Gemara gives the Torah. One Teretz is that when the Mishnah counts the ideas, the Mishnah counts only the ideas chamais, the ideas betchilo, which is something peculiar to Tumas Kiddush B'Kadosha. Masha'im came the ideas b'shaise, which is a general principle, it applies to all kabbonis, the Mishnah doesn't count. And the other terror is just the reverse, that the Mishnah counts only the ideas b'shaise, that is common to all kabbonis, but the ideas chamais, b'tchilo, that is peculiar to Masnei Kedosh, the Mishnah doesn't count. So he says, "Yesh lemad nokid ideas before Shoson. Ideas kamais lesnai b'chlatir ekule kochoshit. Basraisen lesnai b'chlatir ekule kochoshit. Inam ideas basraisen maisel nikob kochoshit. Ulahil ishne the ideas kamais kochoshit lushayach lemisne gavishvuyes v'shabes ideas shvuyes v'ideas shabes." Now the question is, how is it that the Mishnah uses the Loshen Yedias Gabi Tumet? Why doesn't the Mishnah use the Loshen Yedias Gabi Shabbos also? Yedias Shabbos, after all, in order to be Mechuyev Korban, you have to become cognizant of the fact that you are Mechal Shabbos. So why doesn't the Mishnah use the Loshen Yedias Shabbos Shtayim Shin Arba? So he says, Lahil Ishne Yedias Kamaisi Kochoshiv, Vishayach Lomisne Gabi Shuiz Vishabbos Yedias. Shmuyas Yedias Shabbos, because Gabi Shabbos and Shmuyas, there is no requirement of Yedias Kamaise. This is a peculiarity of Tumas Nivish Yudosh Ulid Lech Lash Mishneh. And the second Tereza of the Gemara, that the Tana of the Mishneh counts only the Yedias Basraise, that is a general prerequisite. So then the question arises, why doesn't it mention in connection with Shmuyas, in connection with Shabbos also Yedias Shtayim Shin Arba, Yedias Shabbos Shtayim Shin Arba? So he says, "Ulidach lish the name of the common ideas, but I said the maaser lichom choshiv lo itone be ideas, kibin the chilek shtayim shenarba mishkachas biyisurei guf. Avol, davitume achiluk shtayim shenarba in ibole machmas ideas, because where is the union of shtayim shenarba relevant ligabei?" So he says, because the ideas is only relevant, Gabi Shabbos, the ideas is only relevant in connection with Shevet, but in connection with Mezi, ideas is not relevant at all. And but the halacha of Yitzias Hashabbos Shtayim Shin Arba has relevance to Mezi as well, not only Shevet. So that's the reason as to why the Mishnah doesn't use the Loshen Yediyah Shabbos Shtayim Shin Arba, because then it would apply only to a Melech Shabbos B'Shegi. Now when the Mishnah says Yediyah Shabbos Shtayim Shin Arba, so it doesn't deal only with Melech Shabbos B'Shegi. It deals with Melech Shabbos B'Shegi, Melech Shabbos B'Mezi. So it's time shen ava. So mashein came lidavi tume. So the whole deal is respect to put to come milvieri. So and that mashegig only. So yidia has relevant only to shegig. And very chayach to say yidia is mashein came the din of time shen ava. By Shabbos or Shtayim Shin Arba by Shavuos, so that has relevance to Meizi too. And by Meizi there is no union of the Yidia. Alright. Alga betum achil b'Shtayim Shin Arba nevoi b'Halidim. Maris Nigoi. Maris Nigoi Shnayim Shein Dalet. Shnayim Shein Dalet. So in other words, there is Seisu b'Heres, but Sapahas. So something that is Tveiro. So there is a tolda to say and there is a tolda to Baheres. So Baheres, the mar of Baheres is white as snow. So then the tolda, which is a dry sedike tolda. So you see the hecha. And says means white like wool. Semalobim, white wool. So what is the tolda? The white of an egg. So, Maris Nigoyim Steinschnab. Berif Svorim Boris. Berif Svorim Boris. Shnayim Shein Dal. The Chim Vishila Mizbech and Kaddish. Beris Warren Doris Maras Nibon. Red Day Say Mashleishim Vishisha. Akabi Mahalay Mashim Mushnai. Now, so why do we say Marei? So that's just the meaning of Din. The Marei Mamaris were Machne Machne. The Heikh had received Vato Yisel Shemach. Ochaname Shapi, Ochaname Ketone Shapi, Marishnai. The Afa Gabi Hosom Hoshit Kulahai, Gochel Hoshit Kalabashin Dal. So what is it? In Zvochim, the price mentioned is not only the price in Zvochim, it's a Mishnah Nigoy. So mention Shleishi Bishisho, Nakavim Mahalei Meir, Shivu Mishnayim. So not that there is a spirit, there is a Machlokes Hanoyim. But it's a matter of classification, you see. What one counts? So the answer is, here we only count when he says we say Maris Nigoyim Shnayim Shin Dalet, so we only count the basic Maris. What are the basic Maris? Seis Ubaheres. Seis Ubaheres. And Zapachas. And then Zapachas. But then the other Allah. So that means Seis Ubaheres and Zapachas in the skin of a human being. But the other Nigoyim, there is Nigibotim, and there is Nigisar. And there is Nigib Godin, and then there is and in Goyim there is a loche of Ptuchim. Ptuchim means the Mishnah in the first period in Goyim discusses Ptuchim. Ptuchim means Itaruves. When let's say, because the basic Maris of Nigoyim are white, either white as snow or white as white wool, but then there is also a Mar Nigoyim that is a mixture of white and red. That's called Ptuchim. So in other words, so if we count up all the Nigoyim, not only the basic Nigoyim in Eir HaBosor of an Odom, but all the Nigoyim in Eir HaBosor of Odom, and also in Godim and in Batim and Ptuche, that means the mixture of a Marlovim and Marodim, all kinds of mixtures. So then, if we count them all up, so Akavim Mahal says we have 72. Zvav Agav the Hosom Choshev Kulahai Vochel the Choshev Al Beish in Dalet. Hosom Choshev Psichim, that means a mixture of the Maralovna and the Marodi. Vinigodom, Vireish, Vizokim, Vinigibatim. So there are all kinds of Nigoyim in Batim too. So all together, so we have many more than four. Vochel the Choshev Al Livonis. And Livone only white Nigoyim. And white Nigoyim only in the skin of a human being. Not Nigoyim in Godim and Nigoyim in Zokei and Nigoyim in Bak. Alright. Vokal Hashul Livone is Tam Saks Nigoyim, Maisel Tretan Shuiz, Bayeres Azot Tashalek, Shniro Kisirayich. Alright. Hosom de Lavika Shabes of Estone Vitilodes Loiton. Bin Tema, wo be Maris Nigoi in Tone Obes mit Tode, es bin Forsch beschwörs, schien auch. Seis, mit der Adetei, bei Heres, זה צייס ותלדתי בהרס ותלדתי אף על דעב דהוסום לאווי כמגויים so ויש לימה ויש לימה so the question is why does the Mishnah in Shavuos mention that the lodes of the goyim that's not the union of the goyim so ויש לימה דלוידומה דלוידומה דתלודת נגויים כסיבה ותלודת נשאבס לא כסיבה when we say that Tana doesn't count the lodes so why not the lodes because the lodes are not spelled out by the Torah even the tilodes of Yitzoy for which we have Exeras HaKosov and Exeras HaKosov consists in Melechas HaMishkon but it's not spelled out explicitly in the Torah Masherinkei the tilodes of Nivoyim so the Torah says Sei Sui Bahere Sui Sapachas and what does Sapachas mean? Something as Sapachas the literal meaning of Sapachas means a pertinent I mean something that is top something that resembles the Sei Sui Bahere so the tilodes is spelled out explicitly by the Torah so why shouldn't he mention it? Well, do me the Maris Nigoyim Katan how do you knock it? Maris Nigoyim Tvei Mishuyes Nidiyas so why does Gemara say what do me the Maris Nigoyim Katan Maros Abkul Lechiyuvah Afoch Anam Kul Chiyuvah why doesn't Gemara say what do me the Shuyes ויצקולו לחיובה משום דיני גופאי אלו ידינון דהבה לא יקולו לחיובה אלו משום דידום ידי מרס נגויים קוטונת וביקולה היא כפלוקתה בעל מרס נגויים because as I mentioned that Gemara when the Gemara has the kashe whose view does the Mishnah in Shavuos represent it cannot represent the view of Rav Akiva in all the Bavos nor the view of Rav Shmuel because if it represents the view of Rav Akiva so we understand the bove of Shavuos but we do not understand the bove of Tume because according to Rav Akiva there is no chiyuv kor and if it accords with the view of Rabbi Shmuel so we understand the bove of Tume because Rabbi Shmuel Shite is that there is a chiyuv kor milavirayit even for Alam Kedesh Alam Midosh but then we don't understand the bove of Shvue because there is no korban according to Rabbi Shmuel for a chalti or a chalti so at first the Gemara gave it teretz that it accords with the view of Rabbi Akiva but then you ask if it accords with the view of Rabbi Akiva how can we explain the bove of Yedias Atume Shtayim Shen Arba because how do we have Arba only if we count the Helen Midosh and Helen Kedesh as well but according to Rabbi Akiva so there is no Chiyuv Kor Milavirei for Helen Midosh Helen Kedesh only for Helen Tume so the Gemara at first said no so Tone Chiyuv Uptur two there is no Chiyuv Kor but at least Rabbanon there is Uptur I mean there is an Issa I mean there is an Issa not an Issa Rabbanon there is an Issa Chiyuv Uptur it's not a there is of course an Issa Raisa but I mean Tone Chiyuv Uptur so then the Gemara refutes that vodum ye de tumas nigoyim kotone ma hosom chiyuve so ma hosom kula le chiyuve avo chename kula le chiyuve so how can you say that the Mishnah in Shavuos represents the view of Rabbi Akiva but it's tone chiyuve uptore vodum ye de tumas nigoyim so we see from that that how do we know that the Mishnah over there deals only with Chiyuv and not with Ptur only because of Maris Nigoyim that's why the Gemara here asks of Maris Nigoyim alright Elo Mishintinu Gufuwa Fayu Yadim and Dahav Nikul Chiyuv and Shintu Mil Maris Nigoyim Dikon Bukhumi Kepuit Zabar Maris Nigoyim Hosem Lavika Shabesu Chiyuv et Tune Chiyuv et Tone Ptur Alo Yitone Lavi Tzorich Leimah Mishim Lavika Shabesu אלו משום נידום ימרס נגויים כתונה דווי כולו לחיובה אלו משום נצורת לשנוי הוכה ניקה שבס תונה חיובה ופטורה קומסאים נאמה הוסם דלאבי כשבסו וגם המק שלו היקשו דלויס נהוסם כהוכה כאים דיון הדידום ימרס נגויים כתונה אלו פוריה דלויס נהוכה שתיים שם דלת ויסולה Now the next day says does not have to be נמחה So as the Maram points out it only this day says had another girse in the Rashi here as a matter of fact in parentheses here it says Svorim Achirim Shaloni so this is the Girsa that Tesis had in Rashi so that's why Teisve says here, Rashi and Pirush can with the Shitose, should be somuch, the Akiras Kachoshu. If Shitose or before Shtayim, if they are Akiras Balabais. If Teisve said, because Teisve said it yourself, Svorim Achirim Shalom, that is mentioned in parentheses. But if Teisve had the Girse that we have now takes, not the Svorim Achirim, so then Teisve wouldn't say that Rashi does not explain here the Gemara according to his own Shite. Because according to the text that we have in Rashi, Rashi is Lishitose. Now, Hemen Lechiyuv Men Lektur. So, what did he say? Yitzir Donid Labayis Lechiyuv. You see, Shtani Shal Ktur. Shtei Akira Shal Yitzoy. Ki Poshad Balabayis Yodei Mleyo Lechutz. Yodei Mleyo Lechutz. So then, now so far the Gemara assumed that the Mishnah deals only with Itzoyes, not with Achnosas. So it deals with the Itzoyes of the Raises and Itzoyes, the Drabonons. And what kind of Drabonons it deals, according to Rashi, only Isure Dosel Yechiyuv Chatos. According to Rashi, it means Akiras. So, and since at this stage, the Gemara assumed that the Mishnah discusses only Itzoyes, not Achnosas, so it has to be Akiras of Itzoyes, not Akiras of Achnosis. So whose Akiras is it? So Teisa says, according to Rashi Shite, the two Akiras of Itzoyes, so it's Akiras the Balabais. Now Rashi says that, because Rashi says like this, Shtei Akiras of Itzoyes, ki gimposhet Balabais, yodomli olechutz. So he stretches out his hand, so then he makes an Akira. So that's an akira of the balabais of itzoy. Choshtal mastisn. Uchigei poshatooni yode rikonis lichni vinosam balabais liseicho. Haripto sheini shal itzoy. To sheini shal itzoy. So what does it mean? Poshatooni yode rikonis lichni vinosam balabais liseicho. So he stretched out the oni. Stretch out. Lichni is stretched out. An empty hand. And then the balabais. The Balabais put an object in the empty hand of the Oni. So what did the Balabais do at that time? And then the Oni pulled it back. But when the Balabais put the object in the Oni's empty hand, in effect, what did he do? He made the Akira. And then it was pulled back. So what kind of Akira did it turn out to be? An Akira of Itzoy. So Rashi does point out that the Shtayim Diptur have reference to the two Akiras of the Balabais. So why does Teisve say the answer is that Teisve said the same Girse that is mentioned Svorim Achirim Shaloni. So in other words, whereas according to our Girse, so when Rashi says Uchigein Poshatoni Roy Yodir Rikonis Lifnim Vinosim Balabais Liseicho Haripur Sheni Shalitzoye. So what does it mean, the Ptur Sheni Shel Itzoye? Not the Maisa Aveira, the Isad Rabbonon that the Oni did when he stretched out an empty hand, and then the Balabais put it, and then the Oni pulled it back. So when the Oni pulls it back, it's not Akira on the part of the Oni. Then it's Chiluf Kishuyes. So that would be in line with the Shita of the Rivah. So, but what does Rashi mean? Rashi means the Vinosan Balabais Liseicho. Vinosan Poshatooni Yodrikonis Lifneen. Vinosan Balabais Liseicho. So he means the Aveira the Rabbonon done by the Balabais when he puts the object in the empty hand of the Oni. So that's Nakira, this is what Rashi means. But he says Svorim Acherim Shaloni, so that means in other Svorim, Rashi is saying, Uchigim Poshatooni Yodrikonis Lifneen. And then the Oni pulls it back. So the second Isa the Osel the Chiyuv Chatos consists of the act done by the Oni when it pulls it back. So that is not in line with Rashi Shite. That is in line with Shita of the Rivo. So Teisve said the Girse of the Svorim Acherim. That's why Teisve says Rashi with Pirush Kamu Vishitos Shel Somuch that Kiras Kachoshi. But the truth is, I mean, it's two Girsoyes in Rashi. Oh. So So one consists the soil, because the Mishnah says shtayim shenal. So even at this stage, according to the Halamin of Gemara, we can explain this Mishnah. Shtayim shen arba bifnim for the balabayis who stands bifnim, and shtayim shen arba bichutz for the one who stands bichutz. How do we have shtayim shen arba for the balabayis who stands bifnim, and shtayim shen arba for the one who stands bichutz? So it's a very simple chesh according to the Rivos Pshat. So where do we have shtayim ditzoye? First, for the ditzoye of the oni. So that's one. That's the raise. And then the second one is the ditzoye with the ditzoye of the oni. That is also the chiyuv chatos. So then we have two more. How do we get the two more? Chain dalet. So then we have the itzoye that is poter avolosea, and it's not even mostly the chiyuv chatos. And then we have the itzoye where the one is completely passive, where it's poter umuta. So altogether, so that we can visualize in connection with the one who stands outside, and in connection with the one who stands inside, beyond the chengosha, lifirish the vobi somuch, uloch eliyu kimishan hoche diga shabesu tone oves. We told this lehav lemifra voyitzias katon, because we could visualize it in this mission. Mila askina mekomayu miyoshusarabim leshusayoch. So the comedy shvuy is porich. Veime mekomofit miyoshusayoch leshusarabim. How do we know? Mishane im kein leis nehameitzi leshus rabbi. My meshus leshus. Afilu meshus rabbi leshayoch. So in other words, Thesis is saying in effect, how the Thesis was bothered by Kashi. Why did the Gemara take it for granted? Mili askin the komayil meshus rabbi leshayoch. Maybe not. Maybe it has the Mishnah's reference when the Mishnah says, hameitzi meshus leshus chayev, it has reference to the case of meshus ayoch meshus rabbi. How do we know? Why do we take it for granted? So there the Gemara in Shavuos pointed out. How do we know that the Mishnah does not limit itself to Meitzi, Mishus Hayochi, Mishus Rabbi, but also Mishus Rabbi, Mishus Hayochi? Because if the Mishnah had limited itself to the case of Meitzi, Mishus Hayochi, Mishus Rabbi, so the Mishnah should say, HaMeitzi, Mishus Rabbi. Why does it use the Loshen Mishus Lashus? After all, there is a Loche of Loilom Yishan Odom Talmidei Beloshen Kso. Certainly, Rabina Kodesh followed up that cloud. So if he used the lotion, so if the Mishnah had reference only to Meitzi, Mishus Hayochi, Mishus Rabin, so then he could have used a lesser number of words. He could have said Hameitzi Mishus Rabin, and he uses a bigger number of words, Mishus Lashus. So that means that it includes also Mishus Rabin, Mishus Hayochi. Bim Teimer Umayishneli Tone. To order the Yitzoyim return a shum to order the whole Shavuos. The Tiretz Rivo, how is it that the Mishnah here discusses, in connection with Yitzoyim, discusses the Tilode of Yitzoyim? That's Achnos. But when the Mishnah in Palgodl mentions the Oves, why doesn't the Mishnah over there also mention a Tilode of Eife, Tilode of Chirei, Shamin, and of Dosh, all these Lachas? So, ותירס רבו, ובכל שעות אלו דייסים, הוא יורץ אלי שלי סום, הוא יצור איך להר לבל שם. אבל אכנוסה, ויקחו יצור, כאילו לי אימא בקיצה. Also, again, on the basis of לאילו נשענו עוד מן תלמידי בלו שם צור, so ממילא, ויז אבי, עוד אדם לוחס, אם במשנה הטו,
Shirin Shabbos continued Chav Tishrei Hei Toshin Lam Zion October 14, 1976 on Thursday.
Helps Reuven in such a way that without Reuven's work, Shimon wouldn't be able to carry it out. So Reuven is Chayev and Shimon is Poter. Now, if Reuven carries Shimon on his shoulders, so true that Shimon lightens the burden. But even if he didn't cooperate, let's say if he had been like